Right, I want to start this rally now, and I want to start by thanking everybody for coming today. I think that the bedroom tax is probably one of the worst things that the Tories have imposed upon ordinary people, and we see it as being collective punishment of the poor. My name's Maxine Bowler, and I'm going to chair this on behalf of the Sheffield Anti-Cuts Alliance, which was set up a couple of years ago to fight against every cut and to try and unite the resistance so that people are not picked off one by one and that we all stand together. This protest has been called by the Benefit Justice Campaign, and I think it's significant that this protest is taking place in the week that we saw Stephanie Bottrell commit suicide, throwing herself under a lorry because she could not afford to pay the extra £20 that she was being charged for the bedroom tax. And I say that the government should hang their head in shame for what they're doing. There are a number of protest groups that have set themselves up across the area, and I want to invite some of the people from those groups to come and speak. And I want to start off by inviting Helen to come and speak from the Parson Cross Bedroom Anti-Bedroom Tax Campaign. And you'll see that they've created a fantastic banner here, which I'm so impressed with. So a round of applause for Helen.
Who's nervous?
Hi everyone. I just want to say I'm a bit nervous because it's the first time I've actually spoken, but I'm Ellen, and I've started a group up in Parsons Cross. I've lived in my home for over 13 years. My son lives with me, and unfortunately, my son keeps getting sanctioned because they can't find him a job because there is no jobs. I live on £60 a fortnight, and they're wanting to take £13 a week off me for bedroom tax. I need this £13 for food, well, basically just to eat as well. If it comes to a choice of me and my son eating or paying this evil bedroom tax, I'm damn sure that my son and me are going to starve because of this evil tax. I am not, and I will not, pay no bedroom tax. Let's stand together and unite. I think we all should have meetings on our estates and decide together that we are refusing to pay this bedroom tax, and we are not going to back down. Everybody here should do what I did. I arranged a meeting in my local area. You need to arrange meetings in your local areas, your clubs, your pubs, your community centres, posting leaflets through neighbours' doors, tell people, get petitions from Paul, which is Benefits for Justice. Where's Paul? Where's Benefits for Justice? This is Paul, sorry. That's where you can get your petitions. Just 1 minute, sorry. Right, hand them out to schools, local shops, take them to your neighbours' doors, take them to elderly and for disabled who can't get out of their homes or do anything about it. It is very, very important that we reach as many people as we can to make sure that nobody in our city kills themselves like Stephanie Bottrell did. Any deaths caused by this bedroom tax are the fault of David Cameron, Prick Clegg and Ian Duncan Smith. So we are sending you this message. We are not paying, we are not moving, and we are going to fight, fight, fight!
Thank you, Helen, that's brilliant. I do understand it's really difficult for people to come up and speak here, and it's fantastic that Helen's come and voiced it. I mean, they've got people together to do this banner, and they've got people to go out all across the estate, and that's what we want other people to be doing. If we're going to get this massive petition together, we need more people out doing it. The next speaker I've got is Kerry Hedderwick, who's been a long-time campaigner over the question of housing, and is from the Defend Council Housing Campaign. Kerry.
Round of applause. Oh. Right, this time last Saturday, I was in London at a Benefits Justice Campaign big rally. It was in Central Hall, opposite the Houses of Parliament, and it was massive, and it was full of very angry, very well organised, very intent and determined people who are going to set this government, they're going to overturn this government, first with the bedroom tax, and then with all the other injustices that they're meeting out. I actually work in housing, so I know how poor housing affects people. I've worked for different councils. I've worked for Rotherham Council, I've worked for Chesterfield Council, and currently I work for Sheffield Council. And I work not with council housing, I work in the private rented sector. So I'm an enforcement officer for private landlords. So my job is chasing private landlords to carry out their statutory duties and bring houses up to a half reasonable standard. And there are chronic levels of very, very bad private rented accommodation across this city. It is not what we want. The private rented sector is expanding. We don't want the private rented sector expanding. We want decent, genuinely affordable council housing. Defend council housing. That's what we're into. And it's been a campaign that started in the mid-1990s Thatcher started it with the selling off of council houses, and the Labour government, to their shame, continued it. And there has not been replacement housing built, and it is essential that there is properly affordable housing. If you haven't got decent housing, what else have you got? You can't have a sustainable community. You can't have money to do other things. You need a good grounding. You need sustainable communities, affordable housing. But this campaign, I think this government's made a huge mistake. And it's a mistake that we will use to our advantage. And we will not let anybody else die in misery because they think they're alone and because they think they can't cope. Like the poor woman in Solihull, who ended up thinking there was no solution. There is a solution. We are going to overturn this tax.
Thanks very much, Kerry. Our next speaker is Brian Henson, who's from Gleadless Valley. He's another one of the people who are campaigning in the local area and have been involved in building a campaign group in Gleadless Valley.
A round of applause.
Just tick off.
No, I think you just have to use it now.
Good morning, everybody. Right, I'm from Gleadless Valley. I've got a little story to tell you. Hang on a minute.
I can't get it to go up. You'll just have to.
It will do.
You just have to bend, I'm sorry.
Right, my little story. In 1979, unemployed people in Britain had to pay their own rent, right? A lot of them didn't, including myself. We all got in rent arrears. In 1980, the Labour government at that time said, whoa, whoa, we can't keep getting all these rent arrears, it's going up and up and up. So what we're going to do, we're going to stop the rent out your benefit, and we will pay it for you to the housing departments, and we'll also stop a little bit of your benefit to pay off any debt you've got. And they did that, and eventually when all the debt were paid, they gave the unemployed back the little bit what they've got, and the rent carried on being paid. That eventually became known as housing benefit, and everybody were happy. Now the coalition government have taken away the housing benefit. It's 14% if you've one bedroom, 25% if you've two bedrooms, right? Now remember what I've said, it's your benefit they took off you when they stopped the rent money. So now by taking away that 14% and 25%, the government is robbing you of your money. So why have you got to pay it out of your benefit today when they've already got your rent money for the bedrooms? Do you follow me? So my answer is, do not pay the council bedroom tax because they've already got it. Right? Thank you.
Our next speaker is Gareth Lane, who I think quite a lot of you know, because he's been running around like a maniac building this protest. So, Gareth, if you want to give us a few words. Where are you, Gareth?
Here we are. Hiya, hiya. My name's Gareth. I'm from the Sheffield Benefit Justice Campaign. Sheffield Benefit Justice Campaign has helped to organise this demonstration alongside a lot of the people here, people who have leafleted their streets, their community, their local school. An effort to build this demonstration has been an inspiration to me. I've been inspired by the disabled couple on Parsons Cross who have been out collecting petitions all over the place in the rain. I've been inspired by a young mum getting up at first meeting and speaking for the first time, describing how difficult that were and how much she enjoyed it. And I've been inspired to see the great creative banners that have been made by collective effort, by people who 2 weeks ago didn't even know each other, but today are bound together by a common cause. We all know the horrendous story of Stephanie Bottrell, the woman who killed herself out of fear of paying the bedroom tax. A woman with everything to live for, a one-year-old grandchild she doted on, and a family that loved her dearly. A woman that could have been any of our nans, any of our mums, any of our sisters or aunties, friends or neighbours. Stephanie Bottrell is all of us. The blame for her death lies squarely at the feet of this corrupt Tory government. All of us here today need to pledge that this will not happen in this city. Stephanie Bottrell may have survived if someone from the local anti-bedroom tax campaign had knocked on her door and said, "We can fight this, we don't have to give up." A huge percentage of affected people are disabled. Many are isolated in their own homes, frightened by the vicious attacks coming from the Tory government. We all have a responsibility to find them and let them know there is a fight back. So, we need local campaigns in every corner of the city, alongside campaigns that have already started in Firth Park, Parsons Cross, Gleadless Valley and Shadow. We need local campaigns from Darnell to Stocksbridge, from the Manor to Shire Green, everywhere in the city. If you want help building a local campaign, see Paul Page at the Axe the Tax stall. All over the country, on estates everywhere, people are getting organised. And that's what we need to do. Organise to defeat this tax. I think we can win. This tax will not work if we don't pay. And there's good news. A paper released by some housing associations said that thousands of tenants across the country are not paying the tax. In Liverpool, half of housing association tenants have not paid anything to cover the bedroom tax. In Wakefield, 42% have not paid their rent. And in Glasgow, which has seen 40 plus community meetings and held a demo of between 8 and 10,000, 2 out of 3 tenants have not paid. No figures are available for Sheffield, but I can't see why it's any different to Wakefield or any other northern town. All this non-payment means that many councils will try to evict people. We need to demand of our council to stand with the people of this city. We need to demand our councillors, who we elected to defend us, not to evict us. And if they do, we need to make it clear. We will stand alongside our neighbours and stop any evictions by force if necessary. We need to demand Sheffield City Council reclassify rooms so people don't have to pay the tax. And I say this to the Labour councillors. Which side are you on? Are you on the side of the people of our estates? Are you on the side of the people of Sheffield? Are you on our side? Or are you on the side of the millionaires and the Tories? No more sitting on the fence. I've been appalled, upset and moved by some of the stories I have heard campaigning in, on the streets. A woman with cancer, forced to go without food to pay the tax. A single mum who shares a bed with her four children on a weekend due to being forced into a one-bedroom flat. And a young woman who lost both her parents in a tragic accident, being forced to pay her food money out of to maintain the family home. Painful stories are endless. We need to come together and defeat this barbaric tax, but we need to be aware of those that will try to divide us. The Tory media, the Sun, the Daily Mail and the far-right parties like UKIP will try and tell us this is the fault of immigration. I say to you, don't let anyone tell you this is the fault of a Polish bus driver or a Muslim taxi driver. The blame lies at the feet of the system, the corrupt government of millionaire posh boys and the bankers who have robbed us blind. So I say let's hold another demo, one that's twice, three times, four times the size of this, and let's hold it on the 1st of June, here again. But let's all get petitions, let's all go to our neighbours' homes, let's knock people up, let's get them out here. Also, there's a meeting after this about organising in your local community and what you can do to build the campaign, and that's at the Rutland Arms at 12:30, so up see you there. Thanks very much.
So as I said, Gareth is like a tornado, really, building around the question of opposing the bedroom tax. And if we, all of us, go out and try and build against the bedroom tax, then we can all get two or three other people along. And then on the 1st of June, when we want to go for a big protest in conjunction with Glasgow and Manchester, which we will also be demonstrating, then we can swell our ranks and make it a really massive protest. The next person I want to ask to speak is Craig from Barnsley, where they had a protest last week, and he wants to talk about what they've been doing in Barnsley. So a round of applause for Craig.
Hello there, good morning or afternoon, whatever it is. I haven't really got anything wrote down, because I didn't know until I got on the train this morning that I was actually doing a speech. But basically what we've done in Barnsley, we've done a big demonstration. We're out in Barnsley every weekend, every Saturday. Sometimes we're through the week, getting petitions, getting people to sign, and getting different areas set up. The main areas is the council estates, because they're the most that's hit at this at the moment. There's loads of deaths that's happening throughout the country. Like we're going to Stephanie Bottrell in Birmingham. The Barnes a lot, we've also sent a load of flowers down to Birmingham just to show our respect, because it's totally out of order with what's happening. It shouldn't be happening. This is all down to the government, down to the rich. We should stop it and try and stop it before any more deaths actually happen throughout the country. There might be people out there this minute that's going to, like, basically commit suicide. We don't know that, but we could try and stop that. Now, I've got a little note that I've just been passed over from one of the lasses from Barnes who wouldn't get up and speak, so I'm just going to make this speech for Susan. I think it's for Susan, is it? I think it's wrong because Susan Moore has got 21 grandchildren and we're having to sleep in the same bedroom. And the oldest grandson is a boy called Curtis Moore. and they can't sleep in one bedroom. It's wrong. So he had a transplant, and they stopped her DLA, and I think it's wrong. I just want to say, axe the bedroom tax. Now, there's people out there that are affected like this. There's disabled people, there's old age pensioners. It's totally wrong. The government doesn't care. The council don't care. The council does not care until people die from this. And it's wrong. We should stop it from now on. End of the question. The council are wrong. The government think you can afford it. People can't afford it. They're going to, like, basically, they're going to people's houses. Oh, have you got a spare room? I can lodge it. Now the council are saying if you can't afford to pay it, get lodgers. You don't know who you're going to let in your property. You could be letting a druggie in, a smacker, an alcoholic, a murderer. You don't know what you're expecting into your properties, and you've got children. It's totally outrageous. So I say, from today, from now on, we stop it. We axe the bedroom tax. That's me from the Barnsley area. Thank you.
So come on, Barnsley. Right. I've now got Jen who wants to come and speak, and she's from the Arbuthorne. So I have pressed her to come and speak, so give her a big round of applause and encouragement.
Hi, can you hear me all right? Firstly, I'd like to extend my personal sympathies, and I'm sure the sympathies of everyone else here, to the friends and family of Stephanie Bottrell, who's died so unnecessarily. What is the bedroom tax? The bedroom tax is a housing benefit reduction, hitting families that are already living in hardship and poverty, to pay for the mistakes of the government of this country and their misfalls. Out of interest today, I actually checked the Sheffield Council's property shop website. Let's see how many one-bedroom properties there are available in this city this week. Anyone know the answer? 31. Anyone know how many people need to move into those properties to avoid the bedroom tax? Over 6,000. I would love the head of Sheffield Council to come out here from down there right now and justify how he is explaining that he is right to penalise over 6,000 families and vulnerable people when there are less than 35 properties for those people to be able to move into. Who does the bedroom tax affect? It doesn't affect me. I'm one of the people who needs to move into a bigger property, and even I can see that it is wrong to take from people who already have less than nothing when they finish their outgoing payments at the end of a week. I don't want those people to be penalised in my name or in any other council tenant that's waiting for a larger property's name. How can the government of this country justify deducting an amount from people that they themselves have decreed is the minimum amount that a person can live on per week or per month? How can they justify taking from that amount further? How can they justify forcing vulnerable people, pensioners and people seeking work and people living with a disability and people on benefits from living with a negative income week in, week out? This is absolutely disgusting and it's got to stop. It's got to stop now. We will not take this anymore. You say, Mr. Cameron, in your wisdom, it's up to friends and family of people in receipt of bedroom tax to pay for the government's mistakes. We say no! You say subsidise billionaires' legal tax loopholes through housing benefit reduction, and we say no! You say go to a food bank if you can't afford to live on your pitiful income. We say no! And you say it's okay to drive vulnerable old ladies to such desperation that they throw themselves in front of a lorry? Well, it's not okay, and we say no! No more! No more! We will not pay it! Bedroom tax, no way! Tax the rich and make them pay! Bedroom tax, no way! Tax the rich and make them pay! Bedroom tax, no way! Tax the rich and make them pay! And if the Lord Mayor wants to come up here and justify to everybody what their actions are, we are waiting. Come!
So that was the shy Jen speaking, which is amazing, isn't it? Right, the next speaker I've got is Joe Rollins, who is from Unite Community, and he's going to give us a few words. Unite Community is organising amongst people who are unemployed, and so he's going to speak.
Hello. Hi, thanks for inviting me to speak today. As Maxine says, I'm here representing Unite. We've now opened our doors to everyone who's not in work. So if you're a student, if you're unemployed, if you're a single parent, if you're a carer, if you're disabled, if you're retired, you can now join Britain's biggest union. And if you're feeling isolated, and you know, like the stories we've just heard about the poor woman who took her own life earlier last week, what better way to fight back than have 1.5 million people behind you, standing together and taking on this rotten government? When I first started working with Unite and Unite's community section, I used to sort of laugh about David Cameron's speech, "We're all in this together." You know, I used to think it was quite funny. But the people that I've met over the last 2 or 3 months campaigning against the bedroom tax, I realised we're not all in this together at all. And actually, that is an actual sick joke. And every time I hear it, it makes me more and more angry. And I'll just give you one example of why. Ian Duncan Smith, one of the big supporters of the bedroom tax, lives in a £2 million country house with a swimming pool and a tennis court. That's paid for by you, and you, and you, and you. All of us pay for his house, absolutely free. I dread to think how many bedrooms he's got in there. So when you hear about this, we're all in together, it ain't funny, it is a sick joke. And I think the more we band together and the quicker we can get rid of this lot, the better. It's fantastic to see so many people here today. But as you can imagine, working for the union, I've been on demonstrations like this nearly every Saturday for the past 12 weeks. Just a few weeks ago, we heard from Craig in Barnes that we had over 150 people marching through the town. The week before that, we had over 1,000 in Leeds. Our comrades over in Liverpool have regular demonstrations with hundreds and hundreds of people on it. And as Gareth mentioned earlier, in Glasgow, we had 6,000 to 8,000 people. But what we need to do is we need to link these struggles together, because unfortunately the bedroom tax is only one part of the bitter and horrible welfare reform David Cameron's got coming our way. In October we'll have universal credit, which again will force people into poverty and hardship. So join the union, stand together, and let's fight back. Cheers.
And to reiterate the point that was just made, the figures show that there are 2.5 bedrooms for every single man, woman and child in this country. But it seems that poor people are not even entitled to any space at all. And also, today we were hoping to have somebody from DPAC, the Disabled People's Action Network. But I don't think anyone's come, but I do want to say that two-thirds of the people who are affected by the bedroom tax have at least one adult who has some disability inside their house. So that's one of the things that makes it even more disgraceful what is being done. I now want to ask Sally Penny if she would like to have a couple of words. She's from the National Association of Probation Officers in Sheffield, and she just wants to say something about the privatisation that's going on there.
Hiya. As Maxine's just said, I'm a probation officer and I'm speaking on behalf of the National Association of Probation Officers. And what I want to say is that NAPO support these demonstrations and support people fighting the bedroom tax, because we probation officers also work with quite a lot of really vulnerable people. Some of our clients, for example, are so damaged they don't know how to manage to pay the bills. They live chaotic lives, and then to be further taxed, get the bedroom tax and the cuts that are happening, services are being cut. This is going to not only impact on them as individuals, but in terms of raising risk and risk of reoffending in the community, then the risk is going to increase. If someone can't manage to buy food and that they know no different about shoplifting, they may go out and crime may increase. The government are talking about a rehabilitation revolution, and they're saying that, you know, they want to reduce levels of crime. And basically, what it's about, it's about the wider issue of privatisation and attacking the poor and ordinary working people. And what they're doing is that they are attacking all public services, cutting funds for people and things like the bedroom tax. What I want to say is it's not about saving money, it's ideological. It's about stripping back the state. It's about bringing in private companies, and the money is going to privatisation. As a NAPO member, I want to tell you that the probation service is about to be cut by 70%, probably more. And what it's about is bringing in companies like G4S and Serco, who are going to supervise offenders in the public. And also what that means is that our money, your money, taxpayers' money, is going to be siphoned off by these companies. And instead of it being ploughed into the probation service, they want to sack people, they want to pay people lower wages so that they can make a profit out of your taxpayers' money. Can we trust these people? Can we trust these people to keep us safe in the community? I don't think so. When you look at the likes of G4S, and the Olympics debacle, we can see that G4S aren't fit, they're not suitable, we can't trust them. Also, yesterday I learned that the government, they talk about saving money, the bedroom tax is about saving money, that's all we hear.
The England never bloody riot, we've had enough.
Basically, what the government constantly tells us, it's about saving money. We need to save money for the greater good. But what I learned yesterday, what NAPO learned yesterday was that G4S and Serco, who do run private prisons and are responsible for tagging, have accidentally been overpaid. They've been overpaid. We're not saving money. And, you know, they're keeping that quiet. The Wolds prison, I don't know if anybody knows, that was run by Group 4 Securicorps, G4S. That has been run so badly that has now been taken into state control. And they're not going to leave it run by us, by the state. They want to put it out for bidding again. So basically, I want to say is that the probation service wants to be part of the wider issue. They want to link up with other unions, really, to fight all the attacks that are happening on a wider level. NAPO is really active. We come to meetings, we support you in everything that you're doing. But what you need to bear in mind, when people come up to you in your union, when you're on your demos and they're saying, we won't win, look at what happened when we had the strikes, look at what happened here. Cameron cannot even foster support within his own government. 100-odd backbenchers have voted against him. The Tory party's a mess. The coalition's a mess, you know. They are weak, and they're doing lots of U-turns. There's been 37 U-turns since they've been in power, and that shows us that they have not got their act together. They're putting in policies as a reaction at the last minute, and we can pull back. We can fight the bedroom tax. We can fight privatisation, and we need to link together to be able to do it. We need to support each other. Thanks.
Right, the next speaker we've got is Sam Moorcroft, who's been involved in organising around Gleadless Valley and the Manor.
Hi, my name's Sam Moorcroft from Gleadless Valley and the Socialist Party. First off, I think we've had some great speeches. So for all the speakers that have come on before me, can we have another round of applause? Now, sometimes at the moment, I feel like I've missed something here. Because correct me if I'm wrong, but I think everybody else in this country understands that we're in a recession, a financial crisis, that's been caused by greedy bankers, by tax-dodging companies like Starbucks and Amazon. And yet we've got a cabinet of millionaires who seem to think that this crisis has been caused by council tenants with a spare bedroom. We've got a cabinet of millionaires that are giving tax breaks to their rich friends and at the same time attacking the poorest and the most vulnerable in society. We've got to fight against this government. We've got to use demonstrations, strike action, community campaigns, every tactic available to us to take on the Condemned Coalition and smash them to pieces. We've got to make this their poll tax. But we're fighting somebody else as well. In Hull, the Labour Council has said that they'll evict nobody over the bedroom tax. In Nottingham, they're reclassifying houses as one bedroom, so nobody has to pay. But in the town hall down there, the silence is deafening. They're saying nothing, but we're hearing rumours that they're block booking courtrooms. We've got to say to this Labour Council, you should say no evictions. You should reclassify all the council housing in Sheffield as one bedroom. It's been in the papers today that over the last couple of months, emergency funding applications for people in severe financial hardship has increased 338%. Many people who would previously have been able to get access to hardship funds now have no money available to them because of the huge increase that's been going on. Now, we've got to say very clearly that we're going to stand with everybody affected. And if there are any threats of evictions, that we'll stand outside people's houses and we won't let bailiffs in. It's also come out today that in some areas, 50% of people are not paying the bedroom tax. They're not paying it in protest, and they're not paying it because they can't afford it. Now, we've got to stand with them, but we should say something else as well. In those areas where people can't pay the bedroom tax, let's take that 50% and let's make it 100%. Don't pay the bedroom tax, and let's make this government's poll tax. How do we do that? We've got to give confidence. We've got to pledge to each and every person affected that if they don't pay the bedroom tax, we'll support them and we'll stop any attempt at eviction. And we've got to go further as well. If this council won't stop the bedroom tax, which it's in their power to do, then next year we'll stand anti-cuts, anti-bedroom tax candidates against them, and we'll fight in the council chamber as well. Thanks very much for listening. No to bedroom tax, no way. Tax the rich and make them pay.
Right, just two more final speakers. The first one is Paul Page. He's a tenant from Halfway and what part of the backbone of the Benefit Justice campaign. So Paul's going to give us a few useful facts and figures and things that we need to do.
Unfortunately, Stephanie Bottrell is not the first to die as a result of benefit cuts. I need to remind you that there are at least 2,000 people who are disabled who have committed suicide since they were reassessed and their benefits were cut. This cut is not just the bedroom tax. We have 14 different benefits that are being cut. 10 million people are being affected by these cuts. This is an all-out assault on the welfare state, really. At the end of the day, this is what it's boiling down to. They want to attack every gain that we have made since 1945, whether it's council tax, sickness benefits, you name it, they are attacking it. They're taking £19 billion worth of benefit cuts away from us. They're taking £19 billion worth of benefits away from us. Who are these people? Who's benefiting from all of this misery that they're creating? I'll give you an idea. Both Gove, Michael Gove and Cameron were members of a club called the Bullington Club at Oxford. One of the things they did, that you had to do to join the club, was to burn a £50 note in front of the poorest person you could find. This is utter contempt for people like us. The only people they're interested in serving is the rich. That's why the rich last year increased their wealth by £35 billion. And that's why the Tories cut the richest tax from 50% to 45%. This is all about shifting wealth from us to the rich. But they're not going to get away with it. We can defeat them. Cameron is not strong. He's no Margaret Thatcher. They are a weak government. If we are willing to organize against them, we can beat them. We need to take some lessons from the poll tax campaign, which defeated Thatcher. We can do it again. We need to organize on the estates. We need to build across the country federations, tenants, associations, to take on the government in the courts and take them on, take the bailiffs on when they come around knocking on the door. We need to organize demonstrations like that Glasgow is doing and Manchester are doing on the 1st of June. But we also have to put pressure on the local councils to promise not to evict tenants. We need them on our side. 13 councils have already promised not to evict tenants. We need to put pressure. That's why we need to do that petition that's on the table in front of us. We also need to think about demonstrating at Tory Party conference in September. We can defeat this government if we're organized and we're determined. And I'm sure we're going to do that. We need to go back to the estates and build more support for the campaign against the bedroom tax and all the other benefits as well. Thank you very much.
And the final speaker today is BK, who's speaking on behalf of the GMB, which is one of the unions that has members inside of the Council Housing Services. So give a big round of applause for BK.
Thank you. I'm speaking as a GMB shop steward on behalf of the GMB S38 branch. And I'm proud to say that my branch has supported the campaign against the bedroom tax and has paid money towards one of the coaches who went down to the Benefits Justice Summit last week. And I think we have to be clear, the reason that GMB is supporting this is that these attacks are absolutely devastating the lives of ordinary people in this country. The attacks on disability benefits, on benefits in general, the cuts in jobs, the driving down of wages, the attacks on public services, the attempts to privatise everything, are all part and parcel of a Tory trying to attack the poor and the working class inside of our country. And they're blaming us for the state of the country. They're saying that immigrants are to blame, that the poor are to blame. You know, that we're the people who are responsible for the state of the country when we all know it's the bankers and the bosses that are basically ruining our economy. And this is a natural consequence of Thatcherism. If you remember, Margaret Thatcher was the person that started to sell off council houses in this country. She's the person that stopped the council house rebuilding programme. And now, when we haven't got enough council houses and enough social housing for people in this country, she's blaming them for it and making them move out of their homes. If you're rich, you don't have to move out of your home in this country. You're only attacked if you're poor, and that's absolutely criminal. What we need is to carry on building the groups that we're building inside of our communities, but we also need to start building workplace groups. We need to start saying as working people that we will fight for the poor and the vulnerable inside of our society. And we need to use those groups to put pressure on people like our trade union leaders to do more, because at the moment they're all standing aside and watching all of this without giving us a strategy and a campaign to fight. And we need to use the groups to put pressure on the councillors inside of Sheffield and inside of the councils in this country, because actually the councillors in this country and in Sheffield could say that they're not implementing this tax, and they would get a huge amount of support from people in this country if they refused to implement the tax. And that's what we want to see. So we need to send a very, very clear message to them. Enough is enough. We will not stand by and watch our lives being devastated anymore. We will stand up and fight in this government for every single attack that they throw at us. And we will demand that our union leaders help us to lead that fight. Because united we are strong. If we actually are divided, if we attack each other, if we blame immigrants, if we blame the poor, then that stops us from fighting back. We need unity and we need to fight back. And the message is enough is enough. We will fight a weak government like the Tories, and we will say no more.
Thank you very much, Bea, and thank you to everybody who's come today. Just before you go, I'd like us to do a bit of chanting, but I'd also like to make a few announcements. People will know there's a petition. We want everybody to take them and take them to their friends and to their neighbours and get them to filled in. Let's make this a massive petition across this city, but that's not enough by itself. We need to get organised. There's a meeting after this at 12:30 at the Rutland. If you're put on one of the estates or want to get involved in building the campaign, that's what we need to do. We need to follow the lead of Glasgow. In Glasgow, they've had 40 meetings across the city in each of the local areas, and that means they then were able to build a demonstration of 8,000 people, and that's what we need to do. If we're serious about stopping them, then we need to build. So there's a leaflet going round. People, get hold of that leaflet, and if you can, come along to this meeting. If you can't, put your name down and put down what you would like to do, because we want to get people actively involved in doing stuff. There's a couple of other announcements. I don't know if people know that there's a People's Assembly meeting taking place in Sheffield this Wednesday, the 22nd of May, at the Hallam City campus. And again, I think there's leaflets going around for that. And this is going to be the run-up to the People's Assembly, which takes place on the 22nd of June, which the Sheffield Anti-Cuts Alliance and the other groups are encouraging people to go to. And just really to say, we have to make this tax unworkable. We have to stop them. We have to stop them dividing us against each other. We need to unite everybody together. And we have to say, bedroom tax, no way. Make the rich, make them pay. Tax the rich and make them pay. Bedroom tax, no way. Tax the rich and make them pay. Bedroom tax, no way. Tax the rich and make them pay. Bedroom tax, no way. Tax the rich and make them pay. Bedroom tax, no way. Tax the rich and make them pay. Thanks very much, everybody. A round of applause for you all for coming. And let's make sure we continue the fight. Thanks very much.
Today marks the 65th anniversary of the setting up of the State of Israel and the nightmare for the Palestinians. There is a protest, a short protest, at the town hall at 12 o'clock. So if you can get down there. There's a mixture between the oppression at home and the oppression abroad. So if you want to support the Palestinians, 12 o'clock, town hall.